Shalom and welcome to the Jewish Roots of the Faith. I am Diane and I am a Messianic Jew or a Jewish believer in Yeshua, Jesus as the Messiah. And today I am going to be, I'm kind of tossing this out there as a little bit of an experiment. I kind of want to gauge people's interest in learning Hebrew, either to speak some conversational Hebrew, maybe you're taking a trip to Israel and you want to learn a little bit of Hebrew, or if you want to start to learn how to read Hebrew, maybe you want to kind of delve into a little bit more of the original language in the text and kind of just broaden your biblical studies and you want to learn how to read in Hebrew. Comment below and let me know if you're interested in either of those things, because I'd be happy to do more on it and kind of get into some Hebrew lessons as well. Now, I am a Jewish believer, but I am not a native Hebrew speaker. I am not from Israel, so my Hebrew tends to get tempered a little bit with my New York accent and my New England accent, so bear with me. But today, as I said, we're just going to do some basic conversational Hebrew. Now, at the beginning, I said shalom, and shalom is a greeting in Hebrew. It literally means peace. So you might hear, at times, you might hear people say shalu shalom Yerushalayim, and that basically means pray for the peace, well, it literally means pray for the peace of Jerusalem. So shalom literally means peace, but it's used as a greeting. So if you're going to greet someone in Hebrew, you would say shalom. Now, what normally follows a greeting for someone, if you haven't met them before, is you introduce yourself. Now, I'm going to say, hello, I am Diane. Now, there are other ways of introducing yourself, saying my name is, and we won't get into that today. I'm going to keep it very simple for today. So we're going to say, hello, I am Diane, and that would be shalom, ani Diane. And I did put down the transliteration below so that you can follow along. Shalom, ani, Diane. And you would say shalom, ani, and your name. Now, Hebrew does have a masculine and feminine form for certain words, but when you're saying I am, it applies whether you're male or female. So it's shalom, ani, and then your name. Now, when you introduce yourself, normally the next thing that you ask someone is, how are you? So you would say, shalom, ani Diane, how are you? In Hebrew, this is where we are going to get into the masculine and feminine forms. So the word for what in Hebrew is ma. And when we ask how are you, we're going to use the word ma, and I'll explain why. So the way you would ask a woman how are you is ma shlemech, and the way you would ask a man is ma shlemcha. Now, you might notice that shlomcha and shlomeich sound a little bit like shalom, and that's because it is a derivative of the word shalom. As I said earlier, shalom means peace. So what you're literally asking someone is, what is your peace? Mom means what? Shlomeich and shlomcha translate to peace. So you're literally asking, what is your peace or what is your condition? So ma shlomeich, if you're talking to a woman, and ma shlomcha, if you're talking to a man. Now you hear the guttural, the h sound. And when you look at the transliteration, you'll see when you typically have a CH or a KH, you'll get that h sound. So ma shlemech, ma shloncha. That's how you ask, how are you? Now, when someone asks how you are, you typically say, I'm fine. And in Hebrew, that would be beseder, beseder. Mashlomech, beseder. Mashloncha, beseder. But we usually say thank you when someone asks how we are. We usually say, I'm fine, thanks. Or I'm fine, thank you. Now, there are three ways to say thank you in Hebrew. Toda is the word for thank you. Toda rabba is thank you very much. And toda rabba lecha, or toda rabba lach, depending on whether you're speaking to a man or a woman, is like saying thank you so much. Now, when I say it, I tend to put things in a frame of reference that I'm used to. So in English, the way I use these is, if I would say, I'm fine, thanks, I would typically say, toda, and leave it at that. Beseder, toda. That to me is when I would use, I'm fine, thanks. Very casual, Beseder, toda. If it's an instance where it's a little bit more formal, maybe in a professional setting, then I might say, Beseder, toda raba. So, toda raba is when I would typically use thank you. So, again, for me, I would use toda if I was going to say thanks. I would use toda raba if I was going to say thank you. So, Beseder, toda raba. Then, toda raba lecha, if you're talking to a man, or toda raba lach, if you're talking to a woman, it's kind of like the word lach, but with a ch sound, is when I would say thank you very much or thank you so much. So, beseder, toda raba lecha, or beseder, toda raba lach. When someone says thank you, you would follow with you're welcome. Bevakasha. Bevakasha. And it's the same no matter what. Bevakasha. And then you could say goodbye. Lehitraut. 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 So we have shalom. We have ani Diane, or whatever your name is. Shalom, ani Diane. Shalom, ani Diane. Ma shlomech, or ma shlomcha, how are you? Beseder, toda, I'm fine, thanks. Or beseder, toda raba. Or beseder, toda raba lecha, or toda raba lach. Bevakasha, you're welcome. Lahitraut, bye. So that's just some basic Hebrew, conversational Hebrew. Again, I put the transliteration below. Comment below and let me know if it's something that you'd be interested in learning. Again, I'm just tossing this out there as kind of like an experiment. But if learning to speak Hebrew, conversational, if you're going to Israel and you want to just kind of learn a little bit, let me know. If you're interested in delving into things like learning the alphabet, or learning how to read in Hebrew, let me know that as well. So I hope you enjoyed this, and I thank you for listening. Toda rabah, and I will talk to you soon. Lehitraut.